The E2M movement is taking the nation by storm. You've seen the success stories and the before and after photos. But what about the healthcare experts? E2M takes the show on the road and talks to USMLE certified doctors across the country about how E2M can help you defeat chronic pain without taking medications that break more than they fix. Learn from the medical community how E2M can help with hypertension, reverse diabetes, and more. You're tuned in to Doctor Approved. Hear from healthcare providers on how E2M can change your life and put you on a path to healthy living.
All right. Well, first of all, hello, ladies.
Hello.
How y'all doing?
Great.
Doing great.
I'm so happy to have you guys here. And you look so beautiful in person. It's always better to see the clients in person. My family in person, right?
Yeah.
All right, good stuff. So first we're going to start out with introductions. I'll go to my right and I'll go on to my left first. So ma'am, go ahead and let them know who you are.
Okay.
Give them your, not only do you give them your name, but give them your full background. Give them your specialty and all those things.
Okay, definitely. Well, my name is Allison Jordan and I am board certified in internal medicine, psychiatry, hospice and palliative medicine, and culinary medicine.
I love it. Culinary medicine. Tell me some more about that.
Yeah. Right, he's like, culinary. Wait a second. Hey. Yes. Okay. So culinary medicine is the integration of nutritional science with medicine and also with culinary skills. And so we bring it all together for our patients that are facing different illnesses and different medical conditions.
I love it. So hold on. I'm going to come. We'll come back to you next. All right, Doc, you next. You next.
That's a hard act to follow. I am Darlene Eckert. I'm a board certified pediatrician in Orlando, Florida. I actually had my own practice for over 10 years, and now I work in a group practice since I have four kids of my own. So
I love it.
Part-time mom, part-time doc, trying to save the world across the board.
I love it. I love it. Okay. And last but not least.
Hi, I'm Penelope Pauly. I'm a board-certified pediatrician and a pediatric endocrinologist. A mom of two. I'm also in Orlando, like Dr. Eckert, and I have been part of E2M for now a little bit over 2.5 years.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So I do want to come back to an important part from what each of you have talked about. We have doctors doing this fitness program, and you talked about, you know, your background. Can you kind of talk about how some of the things that you've learned in your background, how you see this program and how it ties together?
Absolutely. With my background is, you know, we talk all the time in E2M about mind-body connection,
and I'm
an internist and a psychiatrist.
And then
we talk about the meal plan and the foods that we're eating, and the meal plan lines up beautifully with culinary medicine and eating whole foods that nutrient dense, not just energy dense, and really that what you eat matters, and you are what you eat. So it lines up beautifully with my specialties and studies.
Now, you know, I've always heard that cliche thing, like food can be medicine. As a doctor who focuses on that, can you talk a little more about how for the members that listen to us out here, how exactly is food considered medicine?
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing is that, you know, with the food that you eat, when you're putting it into your gut is your first line, sometimes part of your defense system. It is, you have lots of serotonin receptors. Most of your serotonin, which also helps with your mood, are located in your gut. And so what you feed yourself feeds the rest of your body. That gut biome really needs to have good nutritional, nutrient-dense food in order to work properly. So when you don't give yourself those good, healthy, whole foods, the rest of your body doesn't work right. Your brain doesn't quite work right. The sugars are, I'm not gonna, I'm no endocrinologist, but you know that like these sugar spikes and these imbalances and hormone imbalances because of what you're putting in. So it's kind of that old adage of garbage in, garbage out.
Right.
And so you really have to be intentional and thoughtful about what you are putting inside your body.
Ladies, you know, I don't want to miss this part. I really do appreciate you being here because you bring validity to the program. You got three esteemed doctors sitting here talking about things that are way above my level. And it's good to hear you talk about how the things in the program tie into what you do as a doctor. And so I really do appreciate that. Now, we'll jump over to Dr. Pauly real quick. As an endocrinologist, what have you seen? Because we have a lot of clients that are type 2 and a few that are type 1. What have you seen in the program that could be beneficial to those folks?
Absolutely. And just to you know, piggyback with Allison, you know, it's interesting how E2M, the program itself, aligns with the six pillars of lifestyle medicine, which is something actually I'm looking to get board certified as well, inspired by being in this program. So I feel like personally, it has, you know, like become an instrument for me to like trickle into other aspects of my life. Yeah. But like the six pillars of the lifestyle medicine are movement, which goes with E2M, nutrition, as you mentioned, try to avoid toxic, you know, things like alcohol, cigarettes, and all that. Sleep, which we talk about that. If you hear Dr. Reese talking about, you know, how important sleep is. And community. So, I mean, again, that is also something that we get from E2M, that positivity, that community. Because I have talked to a lot of, you know, clients of E2M. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, what is it so special about the program?
It's exercise
and nutrition, right? Yeah. And so as doctors, mm-hmm. it's not necessarily new to us, but I think it's like mm-hmm. the community part, what sets you apart, sets us apart, because it's like the day where my discipline is not kicking in and I don't necessarily want to do anything, I know Darlene is going to call me out. 100%. I know Allison's going to check on me. And so not necessarily you get that without the community that E2M offers. Yes. Now, in terms of the diabetic patients, clients that are in the program, those actually are my favorite posts. When I see people commenting how I was on medication X and I'm not any longer, and it all goes back to more, you know, dense food and not necessarily energy, super hypercaloric, you know, food, which is all combined in the E2M meal plan.
I love it. Now, Dr. Paula, you've been with us for a while.
Yeah.
I'm super thankful to have you for a while. So can you tell us how long you've been with E2M?
I joined in July of 2020.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. Yeah. Woop, 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 woop. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, over that time, can you talk about some of the highlights of you being in the program for? Because most people don't stay in fitness programs for that long. And I'll kind of hit some other questions along those lines. But I want to hit you personally, being a member for a good duration.
Yeah.
What's some of your highlight moments, like personal highlights?
I mean, honestly, that first 8 weeks, it was like huge for me, because I went from, and I'm sure a lot of people that can resonate with this message, but I became a mom and a wife and somebody's doctor and somebody's neighbor. And in the midst of all, I kind of like forgot about me for a moment. And I just let myself go. I stopped exercising. I started eating probably not the things that I tell my patients that they should be eating. And then hitting those 8 weeks just gave me validation that I could find myself again. Mm-hmm. And it just translates into something more than physical. It's mind. It's confidence that I carry on with me. And my friends here know already, but like, and I think I share with you, I'm actually going, branching out of my current group practice and going on my own. And I think like all this confidence, it's something that E2M also has injected in me.
I love it. Dr. Darlene. Yeah. Now, you've been around for a good bit, too.
I have. So March of 2021. I'm almost to my 2-year anniversary.
I love it. I love it.
So exciting.
Oh, we're twins.
I figured that out earlier, too. Yes.
I'm like,
we're almost catching up to you. We never will, but we're
going to catch up.
Yes.
So you bring so much energy and positivity to E2M. Can you share some of the things you like the most about the group?
Absolutely. So I'm a pediatrician, and so my big thing is prevention, right? Yeah. I feel like we are always chasing the problem after it's already there.
That's good.
I can't tell you how many patients, because the parents joined E2M. So I joined, thanks to Dr. Polly. She was my inspiration. So I joined because of her. By the way, I watched her evolve, and I've watched her confidence level. She even takes care of my son. And I have watched her evolve, and I've watched her confidence, and I've watched, and I'm so proud of her for everything she's doing.
Me too.
She's another example. But these parents, they follow me, and they joined, and they each, I have a set of parents who lost 40, 50 pounds each.
I love it.
The son was on the verge of becoming type 2 diabetic at the age of 10.
Wow.
And he also lost about 15 pounds in that 8 weeks with his parents. Mm-hmm. Values exercise, values eating healthy, mm-hmm. you know, nutritious foods. Mm-hmm. So I feel that what I've absorbed the most from E2M is leading by example and by lifestyle. And so literally when we talk about working out at my physicals, I talk about, you know, do you fuel your body or do you fill your body? Mm. Please answer that question for me.
Talking about.
And right. that's what I ask the kids and the teenagers. And then they will say, oh, but I can and I can do it. I said, let's go. And we will start doing push-ups and planks there on the floor. Yeah. And I will do it and I will keep up with them. I said, challenge accepted. Let's go.
Don't challenge me in here.
Exactly. So that's what I would say. And I have joined the 5 a.m. club. I'm very proud of myself for this. Uh-oh. I'm the kind that needs seven cups of coffee before I'm functional. And I am now a 5 a.m. clubber with three cups of coffee. But yes.
I love it. Thank you, Doc.
Absolutely.
Okay, Dr. Allison, quick for you. So tell us how long you've been in the program and what's some of your highlights? What's some of the things that you like the most about each one?
I've been in the program since March of 2021. So coming up on that 2 year mark.
I love it.
And what I've loved about it, I mean, kind of just piggybacking on what Dr. Pauly and Dr. Eckert have said, is the transformations. I love those messages when people are coming off medication.
100%.
Those I just love. And, you know, I just love seeing that. I love seeing some of the, you see some of the physical transformations, but the mental transformations, because for me, it's almost like I can see that eating these whole foods, doing the workouts, like the best antidepressants we have.
Absolutely.
And like that mind-body connection for me. And I see it like because our medicines will take 4 to 8 weeks to kick in. But if you do the 4 to 8 weeks of the program, when we get to that 5 week mark and you start seeing the post change and you start seeing people change, I'm like, that's the medicine working. That's the medicine of E2M starting to change. And when the people really do it, like you really take your medicine, but you really do the program, when that 8 weeks comes and you've done that 60 days of doing that program, you see those habits form. You see the medicine, the healing. Yeah. You see that healing taking place and it shows up in the post.
Yes.
And so that's what I really love to see.
I love it. And so with that being said, I'll ask each of you because you kind of all touched on a topic. So in your practice, how has being a member of E2M kind of helped you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think what's really helped me is just that coaching approach. Yeah. I'm studying now to be a health and wellness coach.
There we go.
And,
that's what I'm talking about.
And I've really appreciated what you and the other coaches really bring and that it's, you can't want it more than we do.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
You have to really want it. And so when I'm engaging with my patients, who some of them have joined E2M as well,
That's right.
So talking with them, but I say, what do you want? What do you want your life to look like? What do you want? Because you have to have the vision, and then we can make the goals, and everything's going to tie back to that. So we go off of that and it's their vision, their drive. And so that's now shaped my practice.
I love it.
It's not me pushing an agenda. It's really patient focused. And that, and then they have ownership. You have to own this.
Absolutely.
I love it. All right. We'll go this way. Darlene, what about you and your practice? How has anything changed or anything you brought into your practice or encouraged through your practice since been in E2M?
Absolutely. So my, believe it or not, my energy level is even higher now. And
I love it.
That's a scary thought. Thank you. But yes, I am. My nurses struggled to keep up with me, honestly, because I'm like, let's go. And, you know, I come in and when a room is kind of, I call it an energy vampire room, I energize it again. And I'm like, let's go. What are we going to do forward? How are we going to change our lifestyle? What are we going to do? Give them that power hug. Come on, you can do it. So lead by example, lead by prevention. What can you do as parents to help these children not become like this? And back to the food, you know, food being thy medicine, vitamins. Every day we get questions about what vitamins should she take? What should she do? What? And I said, eat the food. I said, my kids don't take vitamins because they eat the food. That's all there is to it. You eat the right food. You don't need the vitamins unless you're deficient, of course. But that to me is just such an important point that we lead with that, with our energy level, with starting the day with a good workout, with starting the day with a smile on your face. You don't know who needs that smile. That smile is so important. And it comes from E2M, like I would say, at least 60-70% of it, I have to say.
I'm
not just saying that to kiss up, I promise.
I'm sold. I want to join right now.
He's like, I'm done. But you got to wait till the next sign-ups.
I know.
You
got to
wait till the next sign-ups. You can't sign up now. You got to wait till the next.
I'm ready, though.
Okay.
All right, Dr. P, what about you?
For me, I think it just gives me validation that I'm not just preaching and not practicing what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, I have been doing this for 10 years now, and I have been talking about lifestyle and, you know, eating healthy and exercising, but was I always doing it? You know what I mean?
Right.
So 100%. It's hard to say you should be doing this when I look in the mirror and I'm like, I feel like I'm a hypocrite because I am not doing it. But now it's different because I can come in a room. And sometimes, honestly, when I have patients that haven't seen me in a while and I walk in that room, it's like, whoa, are you the same person?
I love it.
And I'm like, yeah, but what are you doing? Yeah. So, okay, let me tell you what I'm doing.
And you brought a lot of people in, so thank you.
She did.
A lot of patients.
Thank you.
A lot of patients, like with Dr. Eckert, a lot of patients just like, you know, they look at you. I'm like, okay, well, you've been doing this for how long? I'm like, over 2.5 years. If I can do it, you can do it. Yeah. And a lot of my teens, like in your case, they join with their parents and it just makes it a family affair, which is not an individualized plan.
Right.
It's a family deal. And so it sticks.
On that note, Dr. P, I'm just curious, okay? Because you've been around for a long time, being a doctor, you know, knowing health and things like that. What surprised you most when you did the E-Twin program? Was there anything that surprised you?
Honestly, that I am still here.
I love, that's what I'm talking
that's
about.
Honesty.
You're right here.
Pure honesty.
I mean, I have tried a million programs, gazillion fat diets, supplements, you name them. I was just, again, not happy with what I was, and I was just trying a quick fix. And I mean, this was pretty quick.
Yeah,
8 weeks go fast.
You had great results, by the way.
I mean, I lost 20 pounds in my first 8 weeks, and I lost then 15 more pounds after that. And after that, I've been on maintenance for 2 years.
That's
and I haven't, you know, like, I don't feel like I've regressed at any point.
You have not.
And so, to me, it has been that I am still doing it. And I have the same energy, to your point. And, you know, like, I love that every round you make something different to spice things up.
Can't let people get bored.
That's what's keeping us.
I love it. Okay, Dr. Darlene, what about you? What surprised you about the program?
So same. So okay. I want to touch on that. Like,
all right,
we all have ADHD. I don't care. I just, I feel like every human on the planet has a degree of it. Okay.
True,
a little. I self-medicate with coffee. I feel like the fact that you keep changing things is wonderful because here we are trying to tell, oh, they're going to do this. Never mind. Nope. That's not what's going to happen right now. So I have no idea what's happening right now, but it's really cool. And I think that that's neat because people get used to a pattern. And when you get into this pattern, you kind of start to slack and start to slow down. And we don't do what we're supposed to do. And we know we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. I would say that's one of the things, the fact that I'm still here. Same thing. I've done all the fads. I've done all the supplements. I've done everything every day. I can't tell you at least once a day. I say this is a lifestyle, not a diet. It's okay. You slip a little bit, not a big deal. Get right back up tomorrow. It doesn't change anything. And I have repeated that so many times. And so I would say, and I'm pleasantly surprised by how wonderful you've kept this community. That is not easy to do. Like, to keep nice people.
Here's a secret. It ain't me. It's on y'all.
We're doing an amazing job. We are doing a fantastic job of keeping amazing humans.
100%.
Everyone today, it's just so nice. Like, I just want to hug the world. And I think that the world you're creating 100%. Is powerful. And I didn't think that that was possible with such a large number. It just keeps growing. There's more people to hug.
100%. Okay. I'll take a minute and talk about something that surprises me as the guy who made the program. I'm always surprised that people bring in other amazing people.
Mm-hmm.
We do a great job of kind of bringing in people with like minds and like hearts. That's what, in my opinion, makes the group so strong, because you bring in friends that are friends and you keep good people around you. And so I've benefited from you having good people around you. And so I'm always surprised that we consistently get so many good people. And I thank y'all for that. All right.
You're very welcome.
All right, Dr. Allison, what about you? What surprised you about each one?
Well, like what Dr. Pauly and what Dr. Eckert have said, like that I'm still here.
100%.
You know, I thought, okay, this is some other program my cousin wants me to do. Like, it's something else is going to take my money, but I'm still here. And it's been the best $320 I've ever spent.
And you want to pay me one time? No,
it's mind blowing how much we get.
Yes.
And that there's still more things.
Yes.
And I'm like, I paid 2 years, almost 2 years ago, and I have gotten so much out of this. And other things that have surprised me is that it has worked for me as a cancer patient.
Oh, man, love it.
My doctor sees me, and I have more, you know, scans coming up this week, and I'm not scared.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not scared because I know I'm doing everything I can to make sure that my scans and my lab work and all of my tests I have next week are going to be good. I'm not worried. And so my oncologist and my medical team sees me and they're like, what have you done? Because a cancer patient losing weight, they get scared because that means that your disease is worse. And they said, but you're getting better on these medications that make it very hard to lose weight. How did you lose 70 pounds in less than a year? Wow. 7 months, 70 pounds. Amazing. And I'm like,
clap it up.
Standing ovation. Standing ovation.
But it's a credit. It's a credit to E2M. And so when people see me in the cancer center, they're like, you're a patient? I'm like, and, you know, and so I'm surprised. My doctors are, my medical team is surprised. And I said, but that's a tribute to the program, to the foundation of the program, those basic principles, the solid workouts, the solid meal plan, doing everything I can, you know, because there's no guarantee. When you've got cancer, those cells could show up at any time, but to know that you're doing everything you can to keep
fighting back.
And you're giving yourself a fighting chance when you're in the fight for your life, it just means a lot. So I'm surprised that, you know, and again, it's not when you start to do it, it's just the routine. You get into that rhythm of doing it to where it just becomes just part of what you do. It's not something you think. I mean, you think about it, but like, I don't preview the workouts. I'm like, I'm going to do them anyway.
Yeah.
I
actually like the surprise. I actually like the surprise.
Don't worry what Whitney's going to do, what Alicia, you know, what you've got going on on the Tuesday night.
A little something different.
I was like, wait, legs. I'm like, are my knees ready? I don't know if my knees ready, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to try. Modifications get results.
I love it. So ladies, I'm going to throw this one off for whoever wants to take it first. Okay. So a lot of times we have folks in the program that came to us that were referred by their doctors that need to do the program, that are in, you know, serious illness or, you know, have some really weight challenges and things of that nature. What advice would you give to someone that needs to be in the program? That's not just doing it for the vanity of just losing a couple of pounds for something. They really need to do it to be healthy. What, and they still struggle with trying to stay on course. What advice would you give someone? Anybody could take that one.
I usually say it doesn't matter where you are. The program will meet you where you are. So modifications are always welcome. I mean, forever and ever and ever, because as you know, you change the circuit.
Which, by the way, I love.
We have to dip a little bit on modifications for a little. And that's okay. You know, you still will get results. And the other thing is prevention. Because if you start today doing this, you tomorrow won't have to worry about progressing from having abnormal blood sugars into going full-blown diabetic.
100%. I love it.
I want to add to that. Everything she says, absolutely. And she's probably the most appropriate to answer first, since she is a pediatric endocrinologist. So she's all about prevention and specifically sugar-related, you know, metabolism-related illnesses. So for sure, our expert on that. I want to add to that that I have a friend, she knows who she is, literally walked 20 minutes every day. All she did was walk 20 minutes every day during lunch, followed the meal plan 80%, 80, 85, so it wasn't even 100%, lost 25, 30 pounds.
That's what I'm talking
about. Got so motivated. She said, I think I'm going to try a circuit or two. I said, fantastic. Did them sitting down, lost another 20 pounds the next 8 weeks. Yeah. Baby steps. My number one is baby steps. Number two, the community. I think everyone is afraid to post. Even I am like, I posted enough. But when they tell me, they're like, I see your post. And I'm like, you like when I post? Okay. So that,
I like when you post.
Thank you. And so I would say reach out. I know of one woman who said, you know, I'm a little struggling. I did well last time, but, and a bunch of people commented, but I made sure to, so I commented, but then I messaged her and I said, hey, if you want to check in with me every day, go ahead, check in with me. And so we check in with each other every day, but because she was starting to slide. And so find a person. There are so many of us. It takes a second. We could just say, hey, did you do, what'd you do today? Send me pictures of your food. You know, what are we doing? And just one person can really just change that pathway. So it doesn't have to be all the way over here, but instead of going this way, you're kind of going this way now. Like,
I love it.
Baby steps.
I love love it. Good stuff. Yeah. I like that.
All right.
I think for me, you know, with what everybody else has said, but I would add to that, you've got to have that vision. What do you want your health, your life to look like? Because if you don't have a vision and you're just kind of throwing things out there, it just really won't come together. So if you've got an overall vision, then I tell folks, start small. Yep. You know, everything begins with that first step. Movement is medicine. So if you just do, like, just walk, do a seated circuit, maybe just focus on the water. But 100%. Small goals will lead to bigger things. 1% progress is still progress.
Correct.
But you've, for me, having a vision of what you want, what's your end game?
Yep.
Because however much time it takes, it's whatever it takes. But if you don't even know,
100%.
You need something to guide you.
No, I love it. Okay, ladies. Now, let me ask you this. Is there anything that we... You know me, I'm always looking for making the program better. And no people better to ask than the doctors. Is there anything I can do to make the program even better? Is there anything we could add to it?
I have.
Sure, let's go.
And it's something that I don't know if you can do.
Yeah.
It's because of the liability and things, is somehow to get it so it's really the family and the kids. Get the kids workouts, the kids. I mean, these kids are watching their parents, and if the kids want to do it, the parents sometimes follow them and not vice versa. So I feel like prevention is critical, because we won't face these problems as adults if the kids start at a young age. Yep. I'm literally yanking phones out of hands all day long. Yeah. I walk in the room, phone's in the hand, thank you very much, hand it over. They throw a fit, then I'll be back when you're ready, and I'll leave, and I'll come back. Yeah. But we're going to talk, and you're going to listen to me, and you're going to talk to me, and, you know, talking to the parents, the screen time. We talk about that all the time. Yeah. Okay, if you're going to have something on a screen, have an E2M workout.
There you go.
Fantastic. You go. That's what I would say, is I would really love something catering to the whole family / children, because we pediatricians would gladly start doing it in the offices. No problem. I do it with the parents, but I would love some. I don't know what the logistics are of that,
and we know that they're watching,
watching.
They model. Yes,
yes. Model 100%.
I'll tell you, my kids know that I work out early, and they wake up early.
I love it.
And they come and it's like, oh, okay, I'll be back. You know, or they just join.
Yes,
which is correct. Amazing.
So you know, you hit the nail on the head, Dr. P. That's what I always envision, where it's like not really on us per se, but it's on the parent to, a lot of parents don't prepare healthy meals. And that's something that we don't know what we don't know.
Correct.
And so hopefully throughout the program, as they start to eat healthier themselves, they will then pass that down to their children. As they get into more movement themselves, they will incorporate their children with more movement with them. And so that's kind of my hope, that the children will kind of indirectly get the benefit, but definitely love to hear that's kind of something we can think about.
We'll be happy to collaborate with you.
Yeah, I love it.
Absolutely.
The doctors, always.
Absolutely.
Don't put it out there.
Doctor recommended.
I like it. Okay, Doc, what about you?
Only thing I would... Gosh, I mean, you already offer so much. Yeah. I mean, I was joking with my one group. I said, you know what? We need to have like some water aerobics. And you did it.
Yes.
And I look and there's like on your water aerobics on YouTube.
I'll
and I was like,
it out.
Does he hear me? Like, are there microphones in my house? Or he's watching our text messages? And you came up with a water aerobics.
Yeah, yeah.
The only other thing I could think of was maybe if there were... If people needed one-on-one kind of health and wellness coaching, like if you had coaches who were in the program who then could help certain clients who just needed some additional help, not taking away from the OGs and the teams and those other things, but sometimes people just need a little bit more of, they don't know how to set the goals. They don't know how to do those things. And so then having a health and wellness coach to kind of help them on their journey. And then, you know, that could be for that first round or like a weekly check-in, and then this to help them get more established.
Hold on, I heard both of you talk about wanting to do that. It might be some referrals. Might be doing some referrals.
Here is the list.
Might be referring. All right. No, I love that. No, I appreciate that, ladies. Kind of getting down to our last couple of questions here. Each of you carry weight when you recommend something as doctors. What do you say to people when you're encouraging them to join E2M? Dr. Polly, what do you say? Because your recommendation carries weight. Yeah. And I appreciate you recommending so many people to the program, because it's like planting a seed.
Mm-hmm.
Now the people you brought in people, and those people brought in people. So you have personally led to a lot of people being healthy. Mm-hmm. So what do you say when you tell people about the program?
And honestly, sometimes I don't have to say anything.
I love it.
I just post a lot. And... it's like a circle, and people that we went to like medical school together and I haven't been in touch with in 10 years randomly reach out and tell me about this program.
I love it.
You know, so a lot of times you don't even have to say so much.
Yeah.
You just have to walk the walk and show people. Now in my examination room, when I discuss with patients, I kind of like position myself just like what you were saying, you know, like, do you have a goal? What do you want to get from this? Because if all you want is the magic pill or the magic shot to lose weight, you're not going to get something sustainable if eventually we get you off the medication. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I start there. Let's find the foundation and like go from there. But sustainable community, positivism, you can get in this program. And I, you know, like that's kind of like how I present it.
I love it. And you present it well. All right. Dr. Darlene, what about you?
So same, very, very almost identical. I feel like you have to lead by example. Yep. So I post as well on my page, on the E2M page. The before and afters I feel are so critical. That's why I love, love, love when all the OGs keep posting their before and afters, because I feel like they are very motivational.
Yep.
I love power stories like hers. I feel power stories of people who have just gone through so much and are just amazing. Like, I just admire you and so many so much. And I'm like, they're doing it. Get up. Like, what are you doing? What's your excuse? And so I use them as examples, not by name, of course, but I use these power stories of look at these. And I will even show before and after photos. It's doable and it's sustainable. And it's just every day changing your life. This is the trajectory of your life currently. We can change that. And so you can join me and we can do this and I will help and I will hold your hand. I will help you. And they do. And like I said, these parents, multiple sets of parents have done it either as a couple or at least one of them and the other one slowly following. But the children are following and I see the results, the growth curves, you know, the weight curve now is they're no longer morbidly obese. They're no longer pre-diabetic at the age of 10, 11, 12. They're now becoming athletes. Like, it's really incredible what they're doing. And when you plant the seeds in them, now the community starts spreading too.
There we go.
And so,
love that. All right. How do you sell us?
Well, you know, honestly, the program sells itself. In some ways, the program sells itself. I definitely resonate, you know, walking the walk, talking the talk. It's very hard, you know, to be a physician who was not, not taking care of herself and get cancer. And it's like, you've got to make some serious changes in your life. And so people have just seen me, you know, still working, going and then going to the cancer center and, you know, and still doing it. And so seeing they've watched me do that, but then do this program and see my ejection fraction go from like in the 40s back up to the 50s, you know? And so my heart, so that people can see that. And then with my, I work with veterans. And so seeing veterans and, you know, what they're dealing with their emotional and physical from the, you know, thank you for your service.
Oh, you're
thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Because I have the honor of working with veterans. And so when I talk to them about the program, I say, look, this is by, you know, a veteran. He created this. He understands there are other veterans in this program. This is a holistic program that will help you mentally, physically, maybe even spiritually, if that's something you connect to. But this will help you in many facets better than what I can put on a prescription or in the notes. This is, and when they see that and they go to the website, again, it sells itself. Those pictures, people see those pictures.
It's real.
They see the testimony. It's real. Without supplements. We're not doing these fat burners, these creatine. I don't know what's out there. But I'm like, no. Like, because people start trying to make it too hard.
Yeah.
They're making it too. And I love, I tell people, you don't have to make this hard. The work itself is hard, but the process, life is hard enough. This is, you've done all the hard work. You've done all the thinking of it. We just have to do it.
I love it.
And hit that easy button.
There we go. So ladies, I'm going to ask two last questions, and these are real questions. So a lot of times, all kind of fitness people will make it seem so easy. But in life, it's not that easy. So how were you able to deal with your busy schedules, dealing with families, things of that nature? Can each of you talk about some of the tips that helped you personally keep going? And that doesn't mean perfect. What's some of the things that just kept you moving forward?
Well, I was not a super early morning person.
Got it.
I start my day at my first patient's at 8. Okay. If I'm on call, I have to round before that and then go to clinic. So I had to be done by 6:30 in the morning.
Wow.
So in order to do that, I kind of like just started working backwards. Okay, I'll wake up at 5:30. And then it was like just enough for the circuit. So I'm like, okay, I have to wake up at 5. And then 4:30 and then 4:20 until I got to like my sweet spot to be able to do everything that I want to do without feeling rushed.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I'll, and then actually it became my me time in my therapy, to be honest.
I love it.
And so that is like my sacred time that I dedicate for myself. Everybody's sleeping. Wow. Nobody needs me. I don't need to feed anybody. So I can just quietly just do my thing.
I love it.
I start the day like very energized. A lot of times I forget my coffee because I'm all pumped
and ready to go.
You know? So I'll say like work on your schedule. And you know, for me, when I get my workout done early, my day just flows so much better.
I love it.
Otherwise it feels like a chore for me personally to do it at the end of the day when I have so much pending stuff. And your day, as I'm sure your days are unpredictable, especially when we're on call. Like, you 100%. Just don't know what they're going to throw at you at 4:30.
You should have 4:30. So I'm going to get on you with this one, Dr. P. So was that 4:30 early? Was it easy at first waking up that early? Because folks will hear 4:30 and be like, 4:30? So was that 4:30 easy at first?
Absolutely not. I mean, I'm telling you, I used to wake up at like 6, Tuesday at 6:30. It was like... But now it was like a process. It took me like a few weeks to start getting and working backwards. Like I didn't start working up at 4:30. It was like just at 5.
Yeah.
4:45. You know, moving the needle little by little. Yeah. It took time, but everything that is worth takes time.
There you go. And you kind of said something and I try to get everybody to realize. A lot of times change at first is difficult. Mm-hmm. It's hard. We don't want to do it. But you were able to find in that change something you really enjoy. Yeah. So you enjoy just having a peaceful time to work out and spend time, you know, focus on yourself, right?
Yeah.
So at what point did that kind of occur? When you went from, I got a struggle to get up to, man, I'm excited or looking forward to waking up early.
I'll say it took a few weeks for my body to kind of like adjust to that. And it didn't feel like I'm exhausted, you know? It was like, here we go.
I love it.
And like, honestly, now it's to the point that, you know, like if we're going to do something as a family, we go away and we're like, do we have a gym where we go? Do we have a gym? Like that needs to be part of the planning situation because that needs to happen. And if it doesn't happen, like my husband's like, you haven't worked out today. You want to work out? Yes.
I love it.
Better
move.
Yes. I need to.
He's like, is he putting you a timeout?
That's a good timeout. Okay. Well, good. Darlene, how do you kind of keep pushing and do the hard things? Because this stuff is not all easy. We make it seem like it's easy, and I know I'm the fitness guy, so I make it seem all easy, but it's not. So how do you do the hard things?
So I want to comment on something she told me. She doesn't even remember telling me this. In the office one time when I was with my son, because she said she gets up at 5. I'm like, 5? Like, 5? Like, why? Like, why? Why do people get up at 5? Why do you do that? Why? She's like, no, I get up at 4:30. I'm like, 4:30? I was like, I started having anxiety. So, but she told me, she said, I'm a nicer person and I'm just a nicer person in general and people like me more when I do it.
I don't remember that.
That kind of clicked for a second. I'm like, I wonder if I would be nicer if I did that. But I still didn't do it for a while.
I love it.
Then fast forward. So I would do it whenever. Like I would always do the circuit in the morning. So I have 4 kids and they're all in high school. So just wait what's waiting for you. So I have 2 juniors, a freshman and a kiddo in elementary school. And
that's good stuff.
They're very busy. So varsity tennis, varsity golf, and again, modeling, right? So I tell them, I don't care what you do, but you're not sitting. So you have to do something. So they do lots of sports. They do academics. Thankfully, they're great students. And so very busy is the point. Yeah. So I would always do the circuits and I do maybe the cardio in the evening when I had time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I said this last round, I really, and I've been in since March of 2021.
That's a long time. Yeah.
But I made a conscious effort. No, and I just sat my husband down. I just have a regular spin bike, not a Peloton or anything, just anything. And I had it. I said, I'm going to become a runner. And so mind you, my theory on running is you should run from bears. Like, that is how it should be. And here in Florida, alligators. So so I said, listen, if I start getting up and working out by 5 a.m. every day, do you agree I get to pick out a treadmill? And that's what I'm going to do. And he said, absolutely.
I love it. I love it.
So 3 weeks straight.
Cheers to the hubby.
Getting up at 5 a.m. Oh, he's loving the results for sure. I love it. So 5 a.m. I did it. I tried. It's funny. I tried out like 12 different treadmills. I couldn't decide. I finally picked one. Betsy is her name. Okay. And Betsy and I, so now I literally get up at 4:30, 4:45. Okay. I'm working out by 5:15. I do not just the circuit. I do the cardio at the same time. When I say the other day I got off the treadmill, I'm like, I'm actually happy at like 6:30 in the morning. What is wrong with this picture?
See, she put it on you.
And even my husband said, you are so much nicer in the morning. I wasn't mean. I just was not kind. Like, if you're not on fire or bleeding, please don't talk to me until I'm done with my coffee.
Cold blooded.
So that is that. So I now that I do that, I'm a nicer. She's right. I'm a nicer person. I'm more energetic.
I love
my job even more because our job can be stressful sometimes. It definitely has a lot of things thrown at us that are very stressful at times. And for sure. And then I come home and I'm really devoted to the kids. And then I'll come home and do more. What?
Like,
I was always an athlete, but not like this.
I love it. I love it.
So that's what I would say is just work your way forward. Give yourself a motivation. But understand that you do. You feel better. Yep. You're nicer. You're happier when you do it. And we'll be happy to help you. Reach out to us and we'll be happy to help.
I love it. Okay. Allison, what about you?
Yeah. So I realize that I'm the most important investment that I will ever make.
There we go. Mm-hmm. You only get one body.
You only get one body. And that if I don't take care of myself and I don't put myself first, then I can't be there for my family.
Yep.
I can't be there for my friends and I can't be there for my patients. And I'm not being a good example. And so I had to realize that I need to actually schedule this in and actually make it work. Mm-hmm. And so my schedule has evolved over time in these 2 years.
I love it.
At first, I was doing the workouts at night in my and because of my job and to keep me out of the pantry. Just being real.
True.
5 to 9, right? Like,
true.
5 to 9, and then like, oh, the line. I was like, oh, that's snacky time. I'm like, no. So
I'm with you.
Okay,
I'm with you.
So I'm not alone.
I start pacing in circles.
Right. It's like, okay, he's about to go live. Stay out the pantry. So do lives until it was time, you know, like, or do workouts until it was time for to stay out the pantry.
Right.
But then as I got better at it, then I moved, I kept moving it up. So then I would move it to, okay, I'm going to do it right after work. But then it would make me anxious because I would have to finish work, get the notes done, and try to get everything done because I didn't, now I didn't like eating out on, working out on a full stomach.
There we go.
Because I was like, oh, this doesn't feel right. So I was trying to get everything done before you would go live.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, but then I was rushing and stressed out. And then I realized, girl, you got to get up.
There
like, you need to move this to the morning. And so last October, and my schedule,
morning crew right here. Oh, schedule, man, I love
the
it.
Schedule was, my schedule was about to change. And my boss said to me, you know, you can change your schedule. And the first thing I thought of was, how am I going to get my workouts in?
Right.
And I was like, oh, I'm in now. Like, if I'm thinking about how I'm going to put my workouts in my day versus like, oh, I'm going to make this schedule. I was like, oh, I'm committed.
I love it.
And so I said, nope, I'm not going to change the schedule. I need to move my workouts to the morning. So now I'm up at 4 Central Time to catch the lives.
There we go.
And so I get everything done. And some of it's, I will do replays of things. So that way I get everything done. So it's circuit, cardio, and a burn.
Wow.
Like, boom.
Amazing.
Cardio, burn. Yeah. Everything's done.
Amazing.
And then in the afternoons, I may do an additional live before, you know, your evening talk.
Yeah.
But that way, when I see my first veteran, but the anxiety went away because I knew I was done. I could be focused. Yeah. I could be present.
Yep, yep,
whatever was going to be thrown at me, it didn't matter because I took care of myself first.
And
if you take care of yourself first, and everything else will fall into place.
I love it. So ladies, I don't want to miss out on this opportunity for everybody to know how to reach out to you, but I want to make a clear disclaimer. This is not free advice. Don't just reach out to them asking no questions. That's not how this works. They get paid for what they do. So if you're looking for a new doctor in their field, reach out to them. But again, it ain't free advice. So, Dr. Allison, go ahead. I had to make sure I say that because folks will be running to your inbox. No, sir, no, ma'am.
Yeah.
They get paid for what they do. But go ahead.
Well, I mean, they're certainly welcome to message me. I will, you know, try my best to answer, but I'm not always the best. I will try to do that. unless you're a veteran, I won't be able to see you, but, you know, and just kind of how it works. But certainly happy to help people, especially those folks that are, you know, dealing with cancer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, that's my crew. I know we've got several other clients in E2M. I won't say their names, but definitely connected with those folks. I see a lot of different posts about different types of cancer and so always happy to connect with those folks, because that's a special, when you've gone through that and you've gone through it changes you. So always happy to help those folks in any way.
I love it. Is there any way they can follow you on social media or anything, or anything you want to put out there?
Yeah, I think Facebook would probably be the best. I am on Instagram. I think it's Dr. Allison J. Okay. And then on...
We'll make sure we add it to the tag as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, because Facebook will be just Allison J. Okay. That's how I'm how I usually found.
All right. Okay, Doc. Tell us, you know, how they can reach out to you, how they can make you their new doctor, whatever you want to say.
So I'm on Facebook is the easiest way to message me, as far as just if you, I would love to be an accountability partner. I don't care how many accountability partners I have.
I love it.
And I like it when it's reciprocated. When I first joined, I will say within the first 8, 10, 12 weeks, I just started reaching out to the OGs who inspired me. And I just was like, I just want to tell you, you inspire me and you're amazing. And, you know, I want to be that for them as well. And I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm very far from perfect. But I try and just keep trying. I love these mottos that you come up with because it's so true.
Yeah.
So another accountability partner and reciprocating, I've made some amazing friends. They message me every single day and vice versa. There's a really good friend I met. I've not met her yet in person, but we message every single day, and she works out at 3 a.m. every day. And I mean, every time I'm like, she's up already. Get up. Okay.
You got to make that happen.
Correct.
That meeting has to occur. We got to make that happen.
Correct. Yeah, so my name on Facebook is Darlene Eckert Hanafy.
Okay.
H-A-N-A-F-I, Eckert, E-C-K-E-R-T.
We'll tag it. Yeah.
And then I'm not good on Instagram. I can't work Instagram very well. So I'm officially old. Thank you. I'm officially old. I'm not good at it, but I will try.
The way it helps me out, but it's all good.
And it's the same thing on Instagram. But really, the big thing is about accountability. As far as work, I work at Treehouse Pediatrics in Lake Nona in Orlando, and we have amazing physicians there. There are six of us, and we're great doctors there. So, but yeah, accountability is the big thing. That's what I would say.
Good stuff. Dr. Pauly, how can they reach out to you?
All right, so starting in March 1st, I will be opening the doors of my own practice. The Endocrine Co. And I will be serving to children with any endocrine disorders, growth, diabetes, thyroid disorders, anything hormonal. I can serve as the state of Florida, and I can do some telemedicine visits. So ways of reaching me will be an Instagram, Dr. Sweet Penny.
She got a great Instagram too.
She does. Penelope Pauly on Facebook, or just the Endocrine Co. on Facebook, or at the Endocrine Co. on Instagram.
Okay.
And I do want to say something.
Yeah, you got the mic. Yes. Say whatever you want to say.
I want to say, piggybacking with Darlene, accountability partners have made a huge difference. I don't want to not mention my tribe.
This is that time. I was going to give y'all the mic to shout out whoever you want to shout out. So you saw it first, Dr. P. Shout out. Wait.
Nope.
I want to make a disclaimer, because sometimes people like, you didn't say my name. Right now, each doctor's on the spot. So if they miss your name, you better not come for them, because I got them on the spot. So Dr. P, if you miss somebody, tell them to come see
Please
me.
Please forgive
All right,
me.
Cool.
Right?
Correct.
So I want to give a big shout out to the E2M babes.
Okay.
Rebecca, Marissa, Mona, Nassim, Jessica. Right?
All the babes.
There we go. And my early birds, which was my first accountability group that we started working out at 420. And we are still, maybe not 420, maybe more like 5 now. Right. But
the good 420. Keep going.
And oh my gosh. Do not come for me.
I'm the cover. So she said all of her friends.
The extra chicks. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I can't think of a name. But Jennifer, Dimitri, Amy, Meredith, B, all those girls. Love you all.
Hey, look. That's what happens when you got 1,000 and some odd friends in the group. It's all good.
And Jeff, I wanted to close at least saying I love this quote. I love to share it. And I want to, everybody that is listening to this, to remember that every single day
We are a masterpiece, and we are a work in progress. And don't forget that.
I love it. You are definitely a masterpiece, Dr. P. No doubt.
All right.
Go ahead. So shout out whoever you want to shout out. Say whatever. This is the closing comment. So whatever you want to say, it's on you.
So first, I just want to thank you for changing all of our lives.
Thank you. A reality check.
It's just changing all of our lives. And I feel like no matter what, you're always working towards that. Brilliant. All jokes aside, I'm very grateful. So I can't say that enough, because not only are you changing our lives, but therefore we can change other people's lives.
Literally, directly,
medically. Yeah, like that is how we're doing that. So I also want to say my favorite quote, one of them. And it's just, you are one workout away from feeling amazing.
There you go.
I tell myself that every single day, just work out and you'll feel better. And it never fails. So even if it's a walk, you come back, you won't raid the pantry, because I'm with you. At night, the pantry is my problem.
So you come on
just in time at 8 o'clock.
It's for a reason. It's for a reason.
For real. It's for real. Circling. And then I want to shout out my girls who are here, who are my travel companions. We were supposed to come to Raleigh. Unfortunately, the hurricane came, but Maddie and Danette. And then I have E2M Spring Superstars, Rock Stars, Powerhouse Ladies. These are all E2M. Daily check-in and accountability. Shauna, Sibylla, Yadi, Becky, and Carrie Ann. And I just have so many that we check in with each other. Cece, every day. And I can't thank them enough for every day just being there for me. And we had, unfortunately, a death in the last week. And it was, and I had like 12 people asking, are you okay? Are you okay? Where are you? And that's amazing. Like to just, you're already kind of sinking and just because you're overwhelmed, and to have people just pulling you and don't worry, we're here for you. Anything you need. That's incredible.
Yeah.
I would say 50% of these people I've not met. 100%. And it's amazing to me. So that's it.
Awesome. I love it. All right. The mic is yours, Doc. Shout out whoever you want to shout out. Say whatever you want to say. It's on you.
Yeah. Well, again, thank you for creating this.
You're welcome,
thank you. You really have changed my life. You know, I just can't thank you enough. I just feel like you've saved my life. And I'm just so incredibly honored to be a part of this and to be able to contribute in some way. And you're changing the world. I mean, because these kind of things and these habits, you know, it's just spreading all over the place. And it's just beautiful to see. It's a beautiful community that you've created for all of us. As far as shout outs, I want to give a shout out to my cousin who told me about the program, Ebony.
Definitely shout out.
Because without her, Ebby, thank you for telling me about this program and, you know, getting me on this, because I was definitely not being a good example for my patients. So thank you, you know, with my treatment. This has changed my life. So thank you to Ebony who started it all. Got to shout out my mom, Clarinda Jordan. She she found out what I was doing because I didn't tell anybody. And she found out. And she took on, she took it on and has just rocked it. And she has brought in people. She and Miss Karen are like, you know, these two, you got to watch out for these 60-year-olds. I mean, they didn't come to play.
We got all ages up in there, baby.
They did not come to play. And so she and her friends and her people from church, you know, they've created that group. So we've got this sister tribe of 10 and the ladies in that group. We have the original E2M support group that I've was a part of. My team that I led, our movement is medicine team that we did. So shout out to them. All the other friends, people from around the country that have joined. Shout out. There's just too many. I know we just don't have time. But you all, I'm so proud of you all for sticking with it, for putting your health first, taking care of yourselves, because you're worth it. You are worth it. Every time you get up, every time you make a good choice. All of you are worth it, and I'm just so proud of what you do every day, and you're showing up for yourself.
I love it. So, ladies, this is my opportunity to do the reverse, to give you guys your flowers, right? A lot of people give me thanks, and I appreciate that. I definitely do. But no day do I ever confuse how this whole program has really grown. I'm sitting here with three doctors that recommend my program. I don't take that lightly. And so I know that I wouldn't be where I'm at. I wouldn't be sitting here if it wasn't because of the type of people that the program has attracted. People who just want to get healthier and want to see other people get healthier. And so the selflessness that you guys all provide, all three of you were like, reach out to me. I would have been like, nah. But all three hear you say, reach out to me. And you're doctors. You have busy days. You already don't have time. But yet you still said, I'll be happy to help someone else. Mm-hmm. And just like the three of you, there's 169,000 others just like that. So thank you guys for being a part of the group, a part of the family, and for spreading, sharing what I say is the gift of health, telling other people how to go about getting healthier mm-hmm. and supporting them in doing that. Mm-hmm. So ladies, I appreciate you. I couldn't do it without you. And I thank y'all for giving me this time. And y'all better watch this thing. All right. All right. Thanks, ladies. We appreciate it. All right. We're out of here. Thank you.